Hello and welcome to I Wish I Knew That About Songwriting, the show that brings you tips, tricks and techniques that we wish we knew as young songwriters. We're going to focus on interviews, resources and subjects that you will find useful and you can use them today. Thank you so much for listening and welcome to the show.
Distance between us, yeah.
I want to talk today about the unfair pressure of talent, or the lie of talent. The idea that permeates through everything we watch, as I want to start using terms like when you see it here, or social media, or media. I don't want to use generalized terms. I want to talk about specific experiences that we have as creatives, as songwriters. If you look at a screen, which we all spend our time on there, our livelihoods are surrounded by screens. When we do that, we see constant reminders, or at least what I feel like is a pressure, that talent is what separates you, meaning how good you are at what you do. And there are examples of this. If you take someone like Travis Fimmel, who is known as Ragnar Lothbrok in Vikings, you might assume that just because of how good he is as an actor, that is what made the difference to give him that role, to give him that worldwide presence that me personally, it touched me hugely to see that representation, that appreciation of those stories. But seeing him at the center of that, you might think, okay, he's just the best actor in the world. Another example might be someone like Mbappe. Leah and I just watched the football here. France are in the final, an incredible match if anyone did watch it. But you can look at any of the players, particularly those that light up like your Messi's or your Mbappe, and you just look at how incredible they are. The talent that they have is simply what separates them, what gets them to where they are. Another example, maybe more close to home, is Ed Sheeran. That man's talent is becoming almost undeniable, to the point where people actually dislike him, to the point where he's become so well known, he's become a household name, he's moving towards like, oh, let's Google it, or Ed Sheeran. It's that incredible, it's worldwide as well. That's the thing, any country more or less knows who Ed Sheeran is. And what I want to get across today is any of those examples, it wasn't just their talent. It really wasn't. I think maybe the outlier is a football player, but even famously, Luis Suarez, who was, again, you might have forgotten who he is, but one of the best football players ever, he said, my brother's better than me, but he didn't get the opportunities. If we take Ed Sheeran, like you cannot get a better, probably writer, performer. I saw him sort of mid-career as he was massive, but still doing kind of shows you could get to for less than 100 quid. And just to go into a room, he walks up on the stage, that guy is mortal. When he starts to play, there is an element of talent that is absolutely undeniable. It's almost breathtaking. Again, looking at the football example. But to go back again to the Vikings example, Travis Fimmel, talent. He talks about not being able to stay in LA. He's from Australia, but a lot of the acting world is circulated around LA. So he said he was running out of time to justify his presence in the United States. Couldn't do that with acting. He didn't have enough jobs that he could recognize on his application to say, okay, I'm an actor, I'm doing well enough to then be able to justify my visa as an actor. He had to do it with modeling. Those examples might not have hit with you, maybe they will, but I don't know if it's fair to assume that everything is about talent. That's why it can feel quite pressurized, in my experience, that if you're looking at people who have written songs, for example, if we look at how many streams or followers, suddenly we start to think that they are connected. Simply connected. They, of course, they are connected. The best songs, the ones that stream most in the world, are absolutely incredible. The talent and the time that goes into that. What I'm trying to say is they are not directly correlated. Those songs that you have written yourself, maybe, or something you've written with a friend, we're all honest enough on this show, if you're part of this community, to know that we can do better. We can look at analyzing it. We can look at improving it. Of course, we know that. And we're not saying that every song we write is as good as the best in the world. But I really don't believe the gap and the difference is that large. The margin between the best song in the world and the best song you will write in your lifetime, I do not think is 1.1 billion times better. If you look at streaming, if you get something that doesn't even show up on Spotify that you've released, put your heart into, and it's an incredible song, just because it doesn't get all of those streams doesn't mean it's not as good as, or close, or noteworthy, or an indicator that you can become a writer, that you can put in that work. What I want to say is, talent is not everything. As I said, you can put into a machine that's supposed to be democratic. It's not. We all know how Spotify works. These days, we all know how media has worked, marketing in general. None of us are that under a rock. I probably could be guilty of being under many rocks, but no one is under that large of a rock to think that it has nothing to do with it. But I just want to highlight the idea that just because you don't have a ... streams or ... followers or this many people being invested in what you're doing, calling you up to book sessions, doesn't mean you're not great. And as we talk about so much in this show, I do want to hammer home this point because I think it's absolutely crucial. But let's look at luck, or even more simply, let's look at a career. Any one of the examples I've used, and you will have so many in your head, I think, that maybe were triggered when I mentioned them, people you see all the time, they will not have been picked simply because of how good they are at that craft. This is where we get these crossovers, right? You'll suddenly see actors or sportsmen or musicians move across. You might see a musician become an actor, vice versa. You see these things everywhere. So Ben Barnes has started singing and releasing, and he has got somewhere based on much more than talent in acting. We could say that. But what I'm trying to say is, as songwriters, we have to understand that you can't beat yourself up to say, oh, if I just write a better song, I will suddenly be a professional. If you've been actually watching the show, listening to the show, I know we're on YouTube now, but if you've been following what we're doing and joining this family that is driven me to do more of what I'm doing, it's been really unexpected how motivating it is to just to talk to people about things I struggle with, what I'm trying to do. If you follow the show, you'll see I'm constantly trying to meet people, trying to understand how other people work. I'm guilty of tangents, you know that. If we go back to that idea of, is it just talent? Of course it's not. I like to break it down into half being about how good you are, because I'd be absolutely stupid and I wouldn't deserve anyone watching this video if I said it's not about talent. Of course it is. Any of those examples I've used, any examples you can find in your head, extremely talented people, kind of top 1% percentile in terms of commitment, how many hours they put in. But I believe it's how good you are as a songwriter is 1/3 of that half. The middle third is your portfolio. Can you literally send a link to your work? Have you taken the time to record it, even if it's in demo form? So how good you are, your portfolio, are you able to prove it? And the last one, which I think is the kind of key, the one that's maybe the most worth in terms of being a professional, wanting to be able to prove yourself under that pressure, is how able are you to reproduce your best work at that time under pressure? That's that last third, I think. So half of it is how good you are as a writer, in terms of how many hours you put in, how effectively can we do efficient, effective hours while we're writing, not just banging our head against the same thing and saying, I'm getting better. How good you are, how able you are to prove that, how able you are to reproduce that under pressure. That is half. And the mysterious, which is probably why we don't get much put into it, we don't talk about it because it's not easy to box and percentage and put on a short video, grab people's attention like that and go around the world, is the other half. The cliche that starts this conversation is who you know. Any of those examples, we'll find a time in their career where they went, this particular casting agent, this producer, the work they put in to meet that person, that's what the show is about as well. As you can see, I'm interviewing people, reaching out to people, then going to try and work with them, try and learn from them, constantly trying to add value, trying to, okay? The other half is who you know, but I really believe it's more importantly, who knows you? And who knows that you do what you do? And who knows how well you do what you do? Talking about building relationships is super important. So we'll probably do a full length on the show. You might see it again here on YouTube. I hope it to be a constant thread, but I want to kind of close with just a few extra notes because I think you might be able to get lost in what I've said today because I'm a tangent queen. Very simply, do not beat yourself up and think that you are not professional because you're not good enough. But that comes with a responsibility to look at your songwriting, as I need to again, need to get back into writing again this year. You need to look at your songs and go, okay, maybe it's not a huge difference. Like I said, that 1 billion times worse than the best streaming songs in the world, but go, I could really work on that bridge. I could really work on my delivery. I could really work on the recording. But then it's being also sage enough to know that when you've done that, to the best of your ability, to the best of what we try and push you to think about on this show and also to share with people that are involved in this community, send us your song. We'll tell you what we think. When you feel like you have done a great job, then you need to dive into this massive ocean of who knows what I do? Who knows that I do it well? How do I get in touch with them? How do I bring value? That's the real thread of this show. That's what I really want people to get. I think technique you can find on the internet. I did. Tried to put it together, say it in different ways so that it sticks. But the main thing I really want people to take from this insight, this show, who knows what you do well? What have you done to bring value to their world? And how can that benefit both of you to build a career? So fuck networking. We say that a lot. Build relationships. Then that becomes hard again because you go, oh, but networking is easy. That's going to events, right? And posting things online and appearing to be, no, building relationships is hard. That is a skill. 100% is. As someone like me careening in from the outside, as you've seen with the show, I don't know anyone in the industry. I don't know that many people now, but the few that I do know are incredibly kind. And I really consciously try and bring value to our interactions by way of not, again, just how good the songs can be. I have to hold myself accountable for getting better at that. But what can I bring in terms of personality? Can I share something with that person? Can I help them to find a new understanding? Can I buy them a lunch? These really simple things like getting someone lunch, sending a nice email, being available to speak to them. Those are quite simple. We can do those. They're practical. Maybe I'll develop something on this other side of people, but that's up to you. That's building relationships. So coming back to the top, it's not simply about how good you are. And I wanted to just shed some light on the fact that you don't need to beat the shit out of yourself because you think you're crap at writing and you think you shouldn't go out and meet people. You shouldn't go out and do anything like I did. I was stuck inside for a long time thinking it was just about how good you are. But really, you can learn that with other people. That might be the gift, is that you have this shared experience with other people you can build your career around. It's not all about talent. It's very important, but you've got to think about what is not being blasted in your face, what is not being pushed in front of us as fear and to make us feel worse, because that incentivizes someone else to be able to make money from that. Just recognize that as a part of what we do. Be as good as you can at writing in those ways, but take as much time as you can to really fucking enjoy it. That's building relationships with people. They take time. They are difficult. They are challenging. They are the source of the things that make it interesting to be a songwriter. Other things that are involved? Yes, you can think about looks cynically. Of course, that is what in a visually driven world can add to your career. Look at all those people we've mentioned. They look pretty good too. Jury's out on one of those. And also money. Having disposable income that means you can negate a lot of this work that has to be done from the outside to just know someone straight away. But again, that's a relationship that someone you know has built. That's not a free thing. So understanding the value of all of this and start to, as I'm trying to, have confidence in myself and start to take some level of appreciation and gratitude for having worked hard to build a relationship. A whole new thing is to keep it going. Get yourselves out there. That's what this is about. This community, we're starting to come onto YouTube. We've already got our podcast community. Jump on Instagram. Send me a private email. I really do appreciate those things that are not shared, but people send me and talk about their lives. And those things that really help me out when I am about to kind of give up on that day, give up on that project, give up on that thought. When I speak to people, it does fill me up. It's a real inspiration kick. So hopefully that's what this is for you guys, until you find someone else to do that for you in person. In person is way better. We're moving into that world now. This has gone on longer than I expected. Thank you so much. And I will speak to you, see you. And thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. As ever, this episode is sponsored by Condomaniac. Check it out. Hello there, sweet listener. Thank you for listening to today's show. And I just wanted to say, we do have an Instagram. I know that some of you guys are quite interested in just sending those private emails, and I promise you they are absolute gold dust to me. And I love receiving those emails when people get time to send them with their songs, with their questions. And mainly, I love your stories about how you're listening to the show, where you found it, what it means to you. Those are the things I'll probably take to my grave, to be completely honest. But if you want to be out there on social media, please get in touch. I wish I knew that pod on Instagram. We're going to be getting stuff up on YouTube as well. Reach out. Send me a DM. Send me a voice note. Send me a video. I want to see you guys. I want to see your shows. I want to hear your songs. Thank you again for listening to the show. If you want to be involved and get full value for your creative process, please do so. But if you're one of those wonderful people that just likes to sit and observe, I know you're out there, and thank you so much for your attention. It really does mean a lot. So no need to get in touch, but if you feel like you want to be involved, please do so. Much love and bye-bye.